You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Shower me in rubies and I'll braid all your pubes. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. No, no. One of our guests doesn't like it. Thank you to Call Waiting for Godot for that catchphrase submission. And it was a submission. I don't have to necessarily accept it. Yeah. It's just a submission. We're reject. Here to discuss it. You know what I mean? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm your host, of course. And this is America's podcast, Humanity's podcast, of course. Don't want to limit it to America. The show where we talk to interesting people. And today is no exception. Coming up a little later, we have a background artist. That is a fancy way of saying extra, because I guess they didn't like being called extras, because that implies that they're additionals. What about additionals? We should call them additionals. But background artist is the current politically correct term, and we will be calling him that. We also have a conversation facilitator and a singer. What an incredible show today. Plus, our first guests, and I want to get to them because it is their second time on the show collectively. I believe one of them has been on the show maybe
three.
This is your third time. Okay. Yep. But collectively, they have been on the show once before, about a year ago. They are the stars of the...
Wow.
It's a pun. I mean, because it's a star...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's true.
Trek show.
Star Trek Lower Decks
Star Trek.
Is the name.
I'll get there.
You could have also said they are the Treks.
They're of the
stars.
The stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're the stars of the animated program set in the Star Trek universe, set in the year 2380, approximately around when Nemesis came out, I guess.
About a year after Nemesis.
About a year after Nemesis. I talked to them last year about it, and season 2 is premiering this Friday on Paramount Plus. Please welcome back to the show, Tawny Newsome and
Hi.
Jack Quaid.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, Scott, yes. You enjoy our show.
I do.
You've told us this.
Yes.
I do.
In private, not just for a podcast.
I told it to you in private, and I wish you wouldn't blow up my spot like
I'm sorry.
This.
When you tell me something in private, I am a leaky faucet. I'm going to tell the world. Now, do you believe it's canon?
Yeah, I do.
How because, dare I mean, you?
What? What do you mean?
You're supposed to argue and say that it's true Trek fans argue about what
they,
is
they think
a
it's
Trek.
Not in, a can,
the
canonical
real
show.
Fans, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're like, is like, what would they draw this? No. This isn't real.
But the animated series is in canon, right?
Yeah,
the one from the 60s. You don't consider
either.
That canon?
I'm a real Trek fan.
So you don't consider your own show canon?
I didn't say that.
I'll say it.
I mean,
I'll be brave.
Jack's a real fan.
I'm a real fan. I'm gonna just shit on our show on this podcast.
Wait, but it's got Riker and Troy. What's her name? Troy?
Yeah.
Was that movie Troy about her?
What? Yes.
Was there a movie called Troy?
Yeah. It's about Marina Sirtis in the Trojan War.
Oh, right. Got it. Yeah.
But it's got those guys in it.
Did
and
they let her wear pants in that? Because
they did.
Half of the Next Generation, the woman's in an asymmetrical ball gown.
I know.
We are getting way too in the weeds for
casual
Star Trek fans. But I think the last time that we talked to you guys, I had only seen possibly the three episodes that they sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I have watched all of them. And then I've also, Tawny, you know, because you and your co-host on the Star Trek podcast, whatever it's called, Paul F. Tompkins
we'll
and I are on an email chain where we Paul and I are catching up on older shows. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, know them all really well.
I know quite a bit. I know less about, you're watching Voyager, which was a Star Trek show that came out in the 90s. And I know less about that one because I haven't seen it.
Although when I mentioned an episode, you immediately wrote back with the title of the episode. So, I mean,
that sounds exactly like you.
I know a little bit.
Yes, insipid. That is a good.
Scott, I have a question for you.
Yes,
why
ma'am.
Did you start that thread as an email thread? This is the only email thread I've
yeah,
I'm on.
Yeah, I don't know. I think because it was three paragraphs. I started with three paragraphs, and that's weird to text that much.
That doesn't stop me.
Yeah, I know.
I text a lot.
Would you prefer I switched everything? I took pictures of the emails and then started
put a text on thread? I think it would feel more immediate. It's on text. Every time I get an email from you, I think it's a business opportunity.
I have a ton of those for you, by the way.
And so far, it's just been talking about Star Trek.
Yeah, here's a business opportunity for you. Put me in your Star Trek show.
I mean, come on. We did it for Paul.
It's true. So I have caught up with your show, and season two is about to premiere.
Yeah.
Premiere.
On Friday. Yeah. And I have watched the end of season one, and I don't want to spoil exactly what, because I think a lot of people maybe could catch up to it.
Sure,
but the end of season one, you guys, basically in season one, you guys are on, let's go even more macro. Let's talk about the goddamn premise of the show.
Let's start there.
Star Trek Lower Decks is about what?
Ensigns on a ship, whereas previous Star Trek shows mostly focus on captains and bridge officers. These are the scrappy underdogs.
And there can only be so many bridge officers. Like, there's thousands of people on these ships.
Yeah.
And it's always focusing on these weird eight people who are, like, you know, hanging out with each other.
Yeah, usually when you see the other people on the ship, they're just getting sucked out of the ship into, the vacuum of space while someone else is screaming to the bridge crew.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's getting sucked out into space. You guys got to do something up there.
This is a show about those people who don't die.
Yeah. Yet.
Well.
You gotta hook them in. Mm-hmm.
So you guys on the show are best of friends. You play, I forget your name, and your name is something like Boiler.
You know what?
You nailed it.
Honestly, that was pretty good. Because I've seen some Star Trek.
I watched these
YouTubers
a year ago.
I know. Even Jonathan Frakes, who played Riker, he came back and did a voice in our show. He calls you Bumler.
Bumler, yeah. Which they kept, which I really
they
like.
They just kept it in the read.
I really like, because that's what, you know, a lot of people, I've seen every mispronunciation under the sun.
It's a hard name to say. What is it again?
It's Boimler.
Boimler.
But some people say Boimlier or like Boimier.
Boimlier.
Boiler comes up a lot. Oh my God. I've heard Buller. I've heard them all.
Bueller.
I've heard Bueller. But it is, for the record, it is Boimler.
Is Boimler. And who are you again?
I play Ensign Beckett Mariner.
Ensign Mariner, of course. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful name.
Mariner.
And you guys are the best of friends in the show, but in the final episode, something happens which tears you asunder.
Things tear us asunder. We're best of friends, but also it's a very odd couple kind of annoying relationship where I torment and haze his character. I say I'm his mentor. I'm more like his permanent bully.
But a loving bully.
That's true.
The way I always describe it is it's two people who are best friends who will not admit that they're best friends.
Yeah.
They need each other. They love each other, but they just will not admit that to each other.
Well, in the final scene, I don't want to spoil everything, but in the final scene, you're kind of cavalier about your relationship.
Yeah. Boimler pulls a pretty big dick move at the end of that. He pulls not a big
a
dick,
big
move,
dick move,
but
he pulls out his dick.
It's a large space.
He's got
dick move.
BD energy.
Yeah, he's got. Doesn't he's he? Got.
Boimler, that's one thing you can say about Boimler.
Boimler, of course, Boimler has the most BD energy out of any character in fiction.
Yeah, in fiction. I was gonna say in Star Trek.
No, you're saying fiction. No.
Wow.
Boimler's
wow.
got the biggest.
Wow.
What about nonfiction? How's he stack up?
Nonfiction. He's still up there.
So that's
he's
just
up
there. The
he's
world.
He's still up there. He's up there with Abraham Lincoln.
Whoa, that's your top. That's
yeah.
Where you
that's
go.
That's.
You know why he had that big hat?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's got big hat energy, BH energy. That's where he kept it, yeah.
So yeah, that's our show. The first season's fun. You can watch it on Paramount Plus if you want.
But what happens in the second season? Tell me everything.
Okay.
Well,
he goes to work on someone else's ship.
Yeah.
You learn that in the first season.
Right.
That happens for a while.
That happens.
Then a different thing happens.
A
different thing happens?
I'm spoiling stuff now.
I can say this because it was in the trailer. Tendi gets turned into a scorpion.
That's true.
Whoa.
That happens. Oh,
space scorpion or just a regular scorpion?
You're going to have to find out.
Yeah, that we can't tell you.
Yeah.
Shit.
Another CBB fave, Carl Tart.
I saw he was in it. I'm very excited.
He's
about
playing
that.
One of my favorite alien races that was in an episode of The Next Generation called a Temerian that has never come back. We've never seen these people again.
What were the Temerians again?
So the Temerians is this episode called Darmok, and I'm not going to get too in the weeds. So don't fast forward.
Don't crash your car right now. Whatever it is.
Don't you dare hit.
Don't crash your car.
Sometimes plus 30, depending on the app.
Oh my God.
So these, you know, in Star Trek, everyone can understand each other through these translators, right?
Yeah, everyone in the world. And where are they put? Are they in the ears?
In the comm badge, on the little badge on their shirt.
Oh, okay. I always thought they were, like, implanted somewhere.
I mean, maybe, because they can... I thought they were
in the ears, maybe, because it was... I feel like I saw a Voyager episode where they were all upset at the go back to Earth, and they're in there, and they keep, like, pounding their heads.
Yep.
And everyone thinks that's...
So you know more than I do now.
Oh, wow. This is incredible.
Damn.
The master has become the student.
The master. Wait, you're the master? You're now the student?
Well, I'm
the DJ.
Okay.
You're the rapper.
Put a record on. So these race of people, it was very cool. So it had one episode where Picard lands on this planet and he can't talk to this guy. And he's like, wait, we have this translator. Because he speaks in these metaphors.
Oh, he speaks in metaphors. Yeah, so where they're like... Jujosh goes to space.
Right. And that means like a great journey. So there are all these reference based things. If you don't know their culture, you don't know what they're talking about, which I thought was such a cool linguistic thing. So now we have Carl Tart playing one of those.
Playing one of them.
Which is an amazing vocal performance pairing with like heightened language metaphors.
Yeah.
It is perfect.
Oh, wow.
I never want it to end.
Is he in one episode or?
I think we can say he's in multiple episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
He's,
okay.
He's there. He's
incredible. And this show is. I mean, I'm really impressed with it. It's got great writing and great animation. It's a lot like, I don't know, it's like Rick and Morty in space, although I guess that's already in space.
Yeah, but it's like optimistic Rick and Morty. So our creator, Mike McMahon, was a writer on Rick and Morty. I think he was head writer for a while. And he
wrote one of my very favorite episodes of that show and of television.
Pickle Rick?
It's not Pickle Rick.
That's Jessica.
But that one's great. But it's called Total
Is it
Recall.
The soy sauce one?
It's the one where all the parasites implant themselves in the
Those
memories
the
of the family. And it's so
I don't
good.
Know it. That's cool.
It's so good.
I've never seen any.
So he created this show and it's, I mean, it's very funny, but it's got heart. But it's also weird and got crazy animation and it's Star Trek
and
fucking Riker's in it.
Yeah, man. Fucking Riker, fucking Troy's
we call
in
him,
it, man.
We call him fucking Riker in the show,
like
too.
Yeah, fucking Riker's here.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, this ain't your granddad, Star Trek.
Say hi to him if he's around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's great. Your grandfather.
Yeah, no, he's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, why definitely bring him in to watch the show.
Yeah. Bring
like,
him
he'd
in.
Probably like it.
He will. I mean, fucking Riker's in it.
Riker's in it. Yeah. So, I mean, like, it probably is more for him.
Honestly, guys, just disregard everything I said.
I'm tell your grandfather to watch it.
Oh, my God, I'm such a piece of shit. I just, I'm really
you're all right.
I'm really failing.
No, you're doing good.
Jack, you're all right.
To advertise the show.
No, we're advertising it good.
We're doing, no.
So you're doing well. You're doing well. Don't worry.
It's a cartoon that moves.
God, Jack's doing horrible, isn't
Jack
he?
Jack is kind of messing this
up. I can hear you. I have headphones.
Oh, take them off real quick.
I'm such a, okay, I'll take, really quick, I'll just take the headphones off.
Okay. God, Jack really sucks at this.
I can hear you in the room. I'm in the room still.
Okay, that's right.
In the room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
There's no way around this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's a funny thing about people not liking that our show swears so much that I think is funny because...
Because they don't swear in Star Trek? See, that's the thing. Like, okay,
Battles... they don't.
They do.
Well, I guess they never did in the original series. And
they
did.
They would say, damn it. They said, hell, in the 60s. That was swearing.
Man, yeah. you don't get much more out of bounds than damn it and hell.
I mean, damning something to hell is pretty bad.
That's pretty really bad.
Because imagine if it really happened.
Imagine if you were to say, like, damn you to hell to someone, and then they had to go to hell when they died.
Crazy.
That would suck.
That would be bad.
It'd be illegal to say it, I bet.
Yeah. I bet it would be illegal. I bet you'd have to go to hell if you said it.
Yeah. Wait, so then everybody's just going to hell all the time.
I guess everyone could. I guess if you're already going to hell because you've told someone damn you to hell.
Yeah.
Then you tell everyone,
then
damn you to
hell. Then you just go running through the street. Damn you to hell. Damn you to hell. I'm already going.
Damn you to hell. Damn you to hell. Damn you to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the swearing is funny, I think, so who cares?
Exactly, and, that's what I think.
You know, I mean...
Look, we don't lean on it to the craziest extent, though, I don't think. I don't think more than, like, any other, you know, adult animated comedy
out
there. Yeah, I
think that's the thing. This is the first animated comedy.
It's really good.
It's not all bleeps, you know?
Yeah. It's really good. People should watch it. Catch up. There's only 10 episodes in the first season, and then they come out weekly. Is that right? Or a couple come out or something?
Yeah, on Paramount.
You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. You know what, guys? If you can't figure it out, maybe it's not for you. Like, don't feel bad, but you just don't have to
watch. Honestly, if you can't figure out how to work a computer, then you probably are not interested in Star Trek.
It'll probably go over your head.
Bring your... And I don't want to fuck this up.
Because they're always talking to the computers.
No, you're right.
And you're not going to know what they're talking to.
You're going to be like, why are you talking to this thing I can't work?
Bring your granddad in. He'll know how to fix the computer.
Yes.
And he'll
enjoy the show.
He'll enjoy
and you just
the show.
Pat him on the head and you walk out of the room and take a walk outside or something.
Yeah, go outside.
Go play sports.
And let your grandfather watch our show.
Yes, there we go.
This is your grandfather's show.
Jack's doing really good now.
Now Jack's
what happened?
Good. Now, Jack, put your headphones
on. He turned
back
a corner.
On.
Okay, oh.
Jack, you're doing really good.
You're doing really good, Jack.
Oh my God, guys, this is... Oh my God, thank God.
Oh, good. All right, that's enough.
Mike McMahon was going to shank me if I fucked this up.
That's enough Star Trek talk.
Okay.
Jack, what's up with the boys? When's it coming back?
I don't know, man. We're in the middle of shooting our third season.
Yeah, but when's it coming back?
No one knows.
Give me the date.
I guess.
You know.
We want to know the date.
That's what everybody keeps asking me on Twitter, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't tell people on Twitter, but you're in an interview situation now, so you can tell us.
Realistically, like, a while, probably.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Like, we're in the middle of shooting it, but they still got to edit that, and there's all these superpowers.
How hard is it to edit things? It's like, oh, cut to this, cut to that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. That's what I say every day, is say, and in the middle of takes, well, you know, I know they're going to see me later. I go, hey, editors, come on, speed this up.
Jack, and no judgment. Is the reason it's taking so long because you take too long doing your costume changes?
Are you like that dude, the star of Murder One, who would be late every day to set because he had to take a dump in the morning?
Who?
Yeah.
What?
Daniel Benzali.
What? You know what?
What show is this?
Murder One.
Hold on. Explain.
We've talked about it on this show before. But, the bald star of Murder One, a crime show back in the 90s, thousands, whatever. He would be late every single day for an hour, and he would say, "I'm sorry, but I have to take my morning dump." And people would say, "Well, get up an hour earlier, you fucking lunatic."
It's like, not how the body works.
Scott, I don't know how you called out my one big secret in one guess, but
so
yeah.
You're a Benzali.
Yeah, I'm a Benzali. I'm a regular Benzali, and, you know, the show is delayed because of my dumps, and
so, the crew, you know, really every episode is like 1 hour late.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I don't come into the episode until an hour,
into the episode,
which all like, of our hey episodes guys, are about like 40 minutes to an hour. So really, you're just getting like maybe one line out of me per episode this season.
And it's usually about your dump and the quality of
I'm
it.
Like,
and the
sorry, quantity. I had to take a big dump. And then midway through the word dump, it just cuts to credits. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's more of the beginning credits of CSI.
Yeah, well, it's weird. The end of our show this season has a different structure to it.
It goes backwards to CSI?
It's just the end of each episode is just me coming in, talking about a dump, and then The Who comes on. Yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Boom.
And I'm either putting on or taking off sunglasses when I'm talking about my
okay,
dumps.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, well, come back whenever that's coming back or whatever.
Yeah.
He's all right. Falling asleep.
You'll be the first to know.
Will I be the first? I would like you to break some news on this show for once. Because every time I've got you, it's like 4 days before your show premieres.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, when's the boys coming back? And you're like,
I don't know. Yeah, that's exactly how I say it every time. Yeah.
So talk to the creator and talk to Amazon and all those people and get permission to break the news of when it's the premiere date here on the show. Yeah. It'll be easy. Yeah.
Great.
I'll talk to him too if you want.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
Not a deadline break, a comedy bang bang break. It's
exactly
great. It's perfect.
All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest, if that's all right. But Star Trek Lower Decks comes out this Thursday, I believe. Is that right?
It's Friday. Well, the 12th.
Or the 12th, whenever the 12th is.
What day is August 12th?
I mean, very soon, this week. Okay. I'll tell you that much. I can't open my phone because I can't get a facial recognition because this mic is in front of me.
The mic is in the way. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Hold on. I have a face.
Brag.
We're going. I know. It's a whole thing. The 12th is a Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes.
Right. So it'll be out this Thursday. Check it out. Very funny show. We need to get to our next guest. He is a background artist. Now, you guys, you don't deal with background artists on your show because they are literally drawn by background artists. Mm. And maybe that's what he is. Maybe he's a guy who draws all the backgrounds on your show or something. Or maybe he's just an extra or an additional. We'll talk to him about that. But please welcome to the show for the first time, I believe, Daryl Hu.
Hi, it is my first time on the show. It's great to be here.
It's great really to be exciting. Here. I mean, I don't know why I said that. It is great to be here, though.
Sometimes you get an energy from somebody.
I meant to say it's great to have you, but I just said what you said. It's
either
great to
way,
be here.
It feels great. It feels great,
it's great to be here
for me. I know it feels great for you.
Talk into that mic. You have a very slight voice. I'd love for you to just like...
Well, I'm used to not being allowed to... talk. I'm used to being told to be quiet, if anything. So if I come across as quiet, that's something. Okay. It's an interesting thing about being a background artist.
Oh, you're already to the interesting thing about being a background artist. Okay. I was going to introduce you to these guys.
I
just want to cut right to it.
I mean, if you don't mind, let's cut right into it.
Okay, well, this is Jack. This is Tawny.
I want to make sure that the other characters coming have enough material to fill, if you're jumping right to it.
Yeah. I mean, we're probably going to draw them out a little.
Guys, give them a chance, okay? I can appreciate a no-nonsense background artist. Please.
He's not used to talking, so you're...
I'm not used to talking, and I'm not... The interesting thing about being a background artist is you're not allowed to talk, but you're still expected to perform. And you can get very specific direction about how to perform, and I'm used to doing that. So if you want me to drag things out, I can do that.
I would love for you to calm down a little bit. Mm. You seem very nervous.
I always feel excited just to be part of this business, and I have for years and years and years and years.
Wow.
Right. I took a stand-up comedy class in the early 1980s, and I was hooked on the business.
In the early 1980s.
Wow.
Early 1980s.
Yeah, what year are we talking?
1980.
That's the earliest one.
Yeah.
Wait, was it January 1st?
It was January 1st.
Wow.
Of 1980.
That's normally a national holiday.
Well, normally it is, but this was in...
So Bruce Springsteen played the night before out there in... where did he play?
Look at me.
New Hampshire. Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
No, I can't remember exactly where his big New Year's Eve show was, but then...
I think it was Portsmouth. New Hampshire.
Did he play the game?
Can't remember, but he was talking about how scary it was that Ronald Reagan was just elected. Mm-hmm. And then January 1st, what did you do the night before? What did you do for New Year's Eve?
I was at a white elephant party. And I actually won the certificate for the stand-up comedy class.
That was the top prize, or that was the white elephant?
I don't know. Well, to me, it was the top prize because look where it's led me. So I took that class immediately in the morning.
In the morning. Mm-hmm. Wait, so how does a white elephant New Year's Eve party work? Is there like a countdown part of it?
This was just my friend and I, and we each brought a gift.
It was just you and your friend?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you bring?
I brought a jackknife.
So a white elephant party? That's a little dangerous.
Well, it was, I mean, at the time I was young and I didn't know about.
Oh, white you were young. Party. How old are you, by the way? Because the early 80s, how you must have been.
I'm 63 years young.
63 years young. Okay. Well,
so you do the math.
I will. Yeah. Okay. You were born in, it seems like 1958 or so.
Right around there.
Yeah. So you were like 20 in your early 20s in 1980.
And as a background artist, though, I don't talk about my age and because I like to blend in regardless if I'm on the set of Rushmore playing a young schoolboy.
You were playing a young schoolboy in Rushmore?
That was like 98. Yeah, so you would have been.
You would have been that's what I'm in saying. Your oh, wait, 30s, early 30s.
We're supposed to do the math, right? Okay.
You do
the early
math.
30s?
Any of you guys 30s? Do
okay. I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, or I could be, you know.
And it's not like you're a slight man.
No, I mean, I'm huge.
Yeah. So it's not like I could mistake you for a young child from the back, even.
Well, I wasn't.
Turn around. Would you? Damn.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah. That's my that's my biggest part. It's my biggest part.
You have an ass on you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I caught my little.
I don't say that to every guest, but
you definitely
when it's that pronounced.
It's that is a very specific part of my body, and it does stop me from getting some roles.
I can only.
But does it help you get other roles?
It helps me. Mm-hmm. The roles I'm going to get. They're mine. I can
don't
tell.
Remember watching Rushmore and seeing a big assed 30-year-old school child.
Watch it again, man.
That's the point. When you're a background artist, you're supposed to blend in. So if you didn't notice me, guess what? I was doing my job.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you were.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What's the worst job you've done blending in? Like, did you do something where you stood out?
I did a McDonald's commercial in the late 2010.
So you were 16 then?
January 1st of 2011.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're in your 50s.
I'm in my 50s, and I was supposed to be playing part of a family, but they already had a
Which
father.
Part?
That's what they didn't tell me. They said, just be part of the family. And
they just gave you direction. They said, go over there and be part of the family.
It's like Olive Garden. Olive Garden never tells you which part of the family you are. It's
no, weird. No. And I said, which part? And I kept yelling.
And so there was already a dad.
There was a dad, a mother. There were a bunch of kids.
And then you were around the same age as the dad?
I was older than him. So I assume maybe I'm the grandfather.
Grandfather, I guess.
But they said, the director, I remember, he wasn't into what I was doing.
Was he saying, don't be the grandfather?
Well, he was saying, don't be the grandfather. Don't be older than the father. Okay. Be younger than the father, but older than the kids. And I was like, I don't know.
Could you be were you supposed to be like an uncle or like a,
no,
like a cousin?
No, because I remember there were four uncles there. And oh, he what? Said,
the limit.
He said, don't go near the uncles because we already have the uncles covered.
This is a big family for a commercial. This is like taking up three tables.
No, it was packed. It wasn't even table. It was standing room only.
Usually when they film a McDonald's commercial, they like it to seem like it's a comfortable place and not just jam-packed with people.
I don't know what happened. I don't think this aired. I don't think it aired. But we don't get paid residuals, of course, so I never even check to see if something airs.
Right. You never even turn on your TV to just see if anything's ever going to air?
Not normally. I won't turn on my TV to see if something airs. Occasionally somebody will be like, I saw you in Rushmore.
Do your job if they saw you.
Well, they're looking for me.
If
you're, you'll never be able to watch Rushmore again without seeing me. I promise you.
Have you ever just tried, like, in order to cover the sizable backside that you have. Have you ever tried, I don't know, tying a sweatshirt around your waist or something? Is that a trick?
Or three sweatshirts. That is big.
I've tried to figure out ways to hide it. So sometimes if I'm on set and they're like, okay, you are going to be a dog walker. And they'll say, bring your dog. And then you can get a bump.
You get paid extra if you bring your own clothes or your own pets or your own car.
We don't use the term extra. We're background artists.
No, I said you get paid extra.
You don't even like that word at all.
No,
oh, wow. Okay.
Please don't use it.
Then what do you say? You just say bump.
So if I need a
Do you ever watch The Competitor to Access Hollywood?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I won't watch it, but I know it.
Okay, you know.
What if I need a shirt bigger than a large? What size do I get?
Yeah.
Some more large.
Some more large?
Some more large.
Have you ever watched that Ricky Gervais show about his that character's time in the film industry?
I won't watch that.
Okay. That hits too close to home.
Okay,
yeah. It's just, it's a way of respecting our background artists.
Sure. What about additionals? I mentioned that the other day.
I think that's...
The other day.
That was 13 minutes ago. You're both experiencing time in a nonlinear fashion, I think.
Additionals,
I think I went through a wormhole on my way here.
Additionals doesn't bother me for some reason.
Additionals doesn't bother you.
What about surplus persons?
That sounds a little military.
Filler. Do you like being called filler?
Filler definitely sounds a little abusive.
What about no looksies?
No looksies is something we used to be called, actually.
Oh,
between
really?
Being called the E word and going to background artists.
So this was like looksies. Around Wizard of Oz days or something like that?
This was, it was actually during Wizard of Oz.
Just during the filming of that? Or
yeah,
during?
That's when that happened. They were called looksies on set. But somewhere in the middle of shooting Wizard of Oz, the looksies decided they weren't comfortable with that term and background artists.
Yeah. Okay. But they still kept munchkins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
I have no problem with that.
You have no problem with calling, really, like even if they weren't portraying munchkins?
No. I've had horrible experiences.
Okay. We don't want to talk about those necessarily.
Okay. And I won't. But
whatever happened with the McDonald's thing, by the way?
The McDonald's. So here's what gets crazy. There was a star. There was a star in the McDonald's. You know how sometimes they bring in somebody to kind of lead the commercial and be a spokesperson.
Well, you know, that Justin Timberlake guy, he wrote that song, that ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I believe.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Oh, this wasn't that.
This wasn't that.
This wasn't that time.
Can you say who the star was?
It was Owen Wilson.
Oh, my God.
It was Owen Wilson. McDonald's commercial?
That's a get.
Yep.
From TV's Loki?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So from Rushmore as well.
He was mad at me.
I mean, he co-wrote Rushmore.
He
did. Did you talk about that with him?
Yes. I've tried. And they tell us not to talk to the stars. But sometimes if you haven't, that's an interesting thing about being a background artist. Sometimes you have opportunities to talk to these stars.
We finally got to the interesting thing.
And I walked up past
him. Cut that other stuff that we were.
Yeah, we can just cut all. Cut everything before that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
I'm used to that, by the way. I'm used to that. I don't take offense to being cut out.
So what happened with Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson he said, and he had this look on his face that it was like, he doesn't belong, you know,
towards you?
Towards me. He was pointing towards me with this look. And I knew he was thinking that.
Was he pointing with his fingers as well or just the look?
He was pointing with his look mostly, but his fingers were pointing.
You know, he has a broken nose, so maybe you just thought he was looking, you know, I mean.
I think his nose is beautiful.
Is pointing.
Wait, I'm sorry. The broken nose would lead him to believe his eye direction was different?
No, I mean, he's saying he's pointing at you with his look instead of his fingers. Okay.
But he also used his fingers, so I knew
I'm getting at.
I knew he was really pointing at me, but his look definitely, and his voice also told me what
he
was thinking.
Were his toes pointed at you?
His toes. I remember they were.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Yeah. And what was
I remember
saying?
They were.
And do an Owen Wilson if you can.
This is my best Owen Wilson that I can do. And I've worked with him several times. In fact, I've worked with him every time.
What do you mean by every time?
The only time I've been
on set is on Owen Wilson Productions.
And he still says you don't belong?
Well, no, he hates it because when he sees me, he's like, oh, no. And
is that your best Owen Wilson? That,
oh, no. Oh, oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Not good.
Wow.
Not good.
Oh, man.
Jack, let's hear your best Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good,
pretty
Tawny.
Good. Right? That's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Even better, I think.
Wow.
No. Wow. No, you can't do it.
I've worked with him a lot. You should know it.
But he will have me. Now he always has me removed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
what happened on the McDonald's set?
On the McDonald's commercial, he looked at me and he called the director over, and I remember he was whispering, except it was loud and I could hear it.
Yeah.
And he said,
we've covered this part of the story extensively. I would love to get to the next part.
So I see him and he's pointing at me and he says,
yeah, no, we talked about all that.
Can we put him in the back? And the director was like, I think I don't remember if he said butt or ass, but he said, I think his ass is too big.
Right.
He's probably not going to fit. anywhere except for where he is right now. Because I remember I was almost hooked around a corner.
Oh, yeah. Have they taken a table out to make room for
they
you?
They took several tables out. And somehow my ass had gotten locked in a window.
Locked? And,
so they had opened a window for you. You'd stuck it out there. And then, unfortunately, they closed the window and it was
and then they,
trapped yeah. in there.
So part of the ass was spilling out to the outside. And then they closed it and it remained there.
Wow. Yeah. Man.
And do you not have feeling back there? How could you? I mean,
I know. I knew it was out. I knew it was out and I could feel it. And I knew it was one of those moments where I go, darn it, I'm going to get embarrassed. My ass is locked in a window.
It was one of those moments.
And I honestly put my hands up just like this and I said, Owen, I don't know what to do.
Okay. And then what did he do? Did he say wow and else?
He went wow.
Okay. Okay.
He went wow. And then it was a big thing, but it took a couple days.
So yeah. were you fired though from
it? I was immediately let go.
But it took a couple of days.
I couldn't leave because I was locked in the window.
Right, of course. Yeah.
They brought in first they called paramedics because they thought I was hurt. And the paramedics were like, we can't. I remember them saying they
window.
Had a conversation yeah, yeah. in front of me. They were like, hey, we can't get him out of this window.
Yeah.
You should have called the fire department.
Right. So was there talk about breaking down one of the walls? I mean, I'm assuming this is a functioning McDonald's as well.
No, this was a set.
Oh.
This was a set that they had built. Yeah.
Well, why couldn't they just tear it down?
Yeah,
they eventually had to. Okay. They removed pieces of the wall. But to this day, I still have pieces of the window.
Well, let me check that out. Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, wow.
Like the frame.
Souvenir.
Wow.
It's a super
wow.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Sorry. Wow. I'm sorry. Wow.
Anyway, so I've worked with Owen a lot. I've tried to.
Were you on Loki and did you get thrown off? Is that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What were you supposed to be? Were you one of the timekeepers or.
I was man walking.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I knew right away it wasn't going to work out.
You showed up and was he like, wow, that's the guy from McDonald's.
Wow.
He said,
oh,
wow.
Wow.
And I he said, wow. And I was supposed to be walking. There's a little entrance.
Into the TVA?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's an entrance. And
sure.
I was like, does anybody care if we remove the desk? Because I won't fit. I won't fit by it. And he said, yeah, we care. That's the set.
Yeah. I mean, that he was sitting at the desk.
Yeah. And I said, OK, well, then it's not going to work out. And I remember him saying like, yeah.
Did you see Eugene there? Eugene from Lower Decks?
Yeah,
he was part of the Loki show.
He was very nice to me.
He was.
Cool.
He was
good.
Very nice to me.
Guy.
He gave me some like pointers on how to maybe like sneak in a line here and there.
Oh, wow. No, you're not supposed to do this. I've had this experience on TV shows that I've made occasionally where a background artist will be saying a line hoping that they'll get
I do
a
that
bump.
Constantly.
Yeah, do you?
And it is never worked.
I'm
and I always use the
that
same
you
line.
Work. It seems like you'd get fired and you do everything wrong.
I don't, you know, it's gone. I would be lying if I didn't say it's gone downhill pretty consistent.
Since Rushmore.
Since Rushmore.
What
yeah.
was the line That's you a, tried to sneak in on? On
I always
Rushmore.
Try to sneak in the same line.
What's the line?
Hey, where is everybody?
I have a question.
It could fit in almost any movie.
I have a question. Are you ever mic'd when you say these lines?
No, but I find a principle and I do it right to their chest.
You just slam your face into their chest where the lav mic is and you say, hey, where is it?
Hey, where is everybody?
But now, if you're in a crowded room, I guess it could still make sense because, like, you're looking for specific people that aren't there.
That's right. Like, we're always like,
maybe next time shout it to the sky because chances are there might be a boom mic.
Thank you for giving me earnest advice.
I wouldn't recommend you do any of the things you're saying to me. But
I'll give it a shot
if you have to.
Hey, where is everybody? Because then somebody has to answer.
Yeah.
And if you can get somebody to answer, it starts a conversation.
And then everyone gets
the scene.
Then you're a series regular. Yeah.
But it hasn't worked yet.
Yeah. Well, you could join the boys. Like, they're.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Go up to Toronto and do it there.
I mean, it's not an Owen Wilson project, unfortunately.
I would rather you guys lock down Owen Wilson first.
Okay. He could be in it, right? He could play.
Yeah. He could. We'd love to have him.
He's
We'd
great.
Love to have Owen.
He's really great.
But if
he's
Owen
fired
comes
you
with,
several times, though.
It's more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
If
more
Owen
than
comes,
several.
Oh, my God. Every time.
If having Owen means he comes with Darren, though,
is that
okay?
What the, is
I
that
think
that
it's
means?
A package
Daryl.
Deal. Daryl, sorry.
Daryl who?
Daryl who?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And
sorry, is your last name, is that your real last name, or is that to basically that start name? A conversation within a scene as well?
That's
like
right.
Daryl who, and then you know, like you said.
And then hopefully they catch it on camera. Yeah, yeah.
That is my SAG name.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. My actual name is Daryl who, is it?
I can see why you would want to change that. Yeah, definitely. Tell us about your stand-up comedy days.
Well, that kind of got me hooked into the idea of performance. I didn't.
Was it just one class?
It was one class. It was a one-off. And
did you come up with jokes, or what do they teach you in one day?
It's hard to remember everything. It was so early in the morning.
What time was it on New Year's Day?
7 a.m.
Oh,
7 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. And your friend gave you this.
And it was packed. You would think that like it would not be a full class, but it was packed.
Okay.
And I was not the best in the class.
Who was the best?
I remember George Carlin was in that
really?
Class. And he blew up.
A full 15 years after he was famous.
Wow.
I remember we all had to go around and introduce ourselves, and he was like, just trying to stay sharp. And I was like, I respected that.
Damn.
I respected that. And I tried to, in my introduction, sell him with a good joke, and he looked at me and just kind of
What was the joke? Where is everybody?
I was like, so my name's Daryl, who... And you guys ever wondered, like, what's the difference between jeans and khakis? And everybody kind of said, is this a joke?
Is this right. part of the
and
class?
I said, well, jeans are for the weekends.
Where?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more of a fact.
I knew I nailed the setup, and that the pace of it was okay.
Yeah.
And our coach told me, it just doesn't work. It wasn't funny. And right. I understood that.
Did he say anything like, you're embarrassing me in front of George Carlin?
He said, who told you? And I remember he stammered because it was confusing to him. He said, who would
he kept saying your name though. Who?
Yeah. I was like, what? And he was like, who told you this would be a good fit? Mm-hmm.
Mm. And did you say something like, that's what I said when I got these khakis?
No, that's so good.
Oh, okay. Man, we got to take this class together.
No, but this is why I got hooked on background artistry because
you figured out you are not good saying things.
I'm not good with talking or coming up with jokes or even horrible reading lines in a script.
Mm. Right.
What about facial expressions and looks?
Yeah,
and
let's see some of these.
Sure. Give me an emotion. Give me direction. And I can do it.
You're shocked. Something bad has happened.
Where is everybody?
Okay. You don't have to say.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But didn't it kind of like... Where I mean,
if you're shocked at the absence of everybody,
it doesn't totally work because I'd have to be alone in the room. And I should switch that up to be like, where is most people?
Like a waiter brings you your food and it's perfect. You're so excited to eat.
Can I return this? Can I return this? I'm not interested in food. Why am I at the restaurant?
Okay, fine. The waiter brings you food and you don't like
it.
Wait,
are these your lines you're saying?
Yeah. So I do like it or don't like
it. Now the waiter brings it and it's not what you ordered. You don't want it.
Oh. Great. Can I get an extra fork? I have three friends.
Who's not getting a fork?
Yeah, nothing you're saying is applicable to the situation.
Were you alone in the restaurant, or were you? I guess you have three friends coming, but
well, no, I was just saying that's just an extra fact about me.
Just
is that you have three friends?
That wasn't part of the line.
Oh, okay.
That was sometimes
you're out of character saying
I'm just bragging a little bit.
Do you do a lot of preparation work for this, where you think about, I'm going to have three friends coming, or is that just off the top of your head?
No, I just made that up.
Wait, who are your... So that's a real fact about you, is that you have three friends.
Mm-hmm.
What's their deal?
Well, they're just... I guess they're gardeners, if that's what you mean.
That's a detail, yeah.
Jack, I don't know if we have time to follow up on this.
I don't know. I wanted to know what they did, and I guess three of them are gardeners.
We're coming up hard on a break here, and this sounds like a big part of his story.
We're opening a lot there.
Yeah. It's a can of worms.
My three friends are gardeners.
Okay,
why is it?
We don't need any more info. Yeah.
Okay, no. And I
named gardener, or their...
What kind?
Their occupation is a gardener.
No, that's their job.
Both?
No, all three of them.
Right. Yeah. No, I guess I meant both their names are gardeners and their...
They specialize in bushes, not bush.
See, that was kind of funny, what you just said.
How?
They specialize in bush.
I mean, because Bush is like...
Do you want me to explain it? Or
I mentioned pubes earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Tawny loved it.
I hated it so much.
Tawny famously loved
Bush
that.
Bush is another way of saying pubes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that you're a 63-year-old man? You didn't know? You've never heard the term Bush before?
No, never heard that term.
Okay, interesting.
Put it on stage.
Twat.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Okay. We don't have time for that.
We are coming up really hard on a break now.
Is that what it is?
No. I mean, yeah.
Is a bush a twat?
Well, we're running out of time. We can't get into the gardener stuff. But can you stick around, Daryl?
I'd love to.
Okay,
please.
Because coming up after this, we have a conversation facilitator. That'll be interesting. And I think maybe she could help you with.
I hope so.
Yeah, we could use it because I don't know what to ask you anymore. I mean, we're going to come right back. We'll have... Oh, and Tony, you have to go, right?
I have to leave. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Jack Quaid is here from Star Trek Lower Decks this Thursday. Mm-hmm. He has a face he mentioned earlier.
I do, yeah. My phone saw it and
yeah, you got one of those faces that opens up a phone.
It's amazing. A gift.
All right. The boys also, at some point, he claims to not know, although I feel like he's giving me the runaround here. He obviously knows, like, what month, you know.
It would astound you the things I don't know.
Okay,
it's a lot. Not just limited to the show.
Written nonfiction?
No, I just nonfiction and fiction. A lot of stuff I just do not know. Ender's Game? Never read it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you don't bother.
There you go.
We also have Daryl Who.
Hi.
Formerly Daryl Who Is It.
Yes.
You'd already changed your name by the time you took the stand-up class.
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to follow up on that, but he has three Gardner friends. We need to get to our next guest. Tawny Newsom, of course, left, but we have a great guest here. She is a conversation facilitator. Please welcome to the show, Billabeth.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Thank you. I'm Billabeth. It seems like you guys have a good conversation started already, so I'm not sure what you said.
It kind of had run out of steam, I feel.
No, we were really, when I said that Ender's Game thing, I was really stretching for something.
I didn't know why he said it.
That makes sense. Yeah, well, you know, we've all been through a traumatic experience, everybody. We all have been, collectively as a globe.
Wait, I see. You're talking
about... The panicotti. Absolutely. We've all been through this traumatic experience, and nobody knows how to talk to anybody anymore. Nobody
That's
knows
true.
How to have conversations. You go to a party, you're like, what do? Do I suck on my elbow? I don't know.
Okay, well, this is a good... I mean, you're right. This is a good time to bring up how to facilitate...
Oh. Do I do that when you're talking? I don't remember.
You don't, actually.
Okay, thank you for the information. We all need the information. That could help someone listening.
So what are the tips to how to start up a good conversation?
Tip, tap. Is that what I do? Do I need word association?
You should be the one who knows these things.
Well, we've all been through a traumatic experience.
That's true. How was your experience, by the way?
Traumatic.
Yeah. Really? What happened? Mm-hmm.
Well, I bought a new house. I got married. I got a dog. And
great.
I got a new job. And
with this one?
I won an Emmy.
What? An Emmy for what?
I was a consultant on set. I was a conversation facilitator on set.
Oh, my God. You're as close to an EGOT as I am.
And that's insane.
But it was still a traumatic experience. Everything.
What part of it exactly was traumatic?
Yeah.
Knowing that I was thriving when so many people were hurting.
Oh. That can be... You have survivor's guilt.
I do.
Survivor's guilt and maybe some imposter syndrome.
Yes,
maybe?
I also won the show Survivor, so I have guilt about that as well.
What? You are the most accomplished person I've ever met in my life.
And see, compliments. That's a fantastic way to facilitate a conversation.
Oh, this is a good tip, Jack.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay,
great.
So now
you could give Jack a compliment.
I could give Jack a compliment? Yeah. You are...
Stop! And I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to do.
Oh.
Am I supposed to yell stop when
you... No. I would say no, but I'm not the expert. It seems like you are.
It depended on whether you were saying stop because you were going to give me some tips, because frankly, I was running out of things to say.
This is a great point. Depending on your role in the conversation, you might be allowed to do certain things that other people can't. So if I was just here as a guest on the show, just talking about anything in the world, then I probably shouldn't yell stop. But here, as a conversation facilitator, I am allowed to yell stop because I have information to give to you.
Right.
Exactly. Have you met Daryl Who?
Who?
That's me.
Who is it?
Daryl Who. And I love, this is really good information. It's me.
Who?
Right here, you can see me.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Shaking this guy.
Yeah. What do you think of that back there?
It looks voluptuous.
It is. And that's a conversation starter for me. I feel like a lot of people have questions about it.
Well, sure. Yeah. Especially. I mean, do you back into a room or I didn't see you walk in. You were here when I got here.
It took a long time to get in here.
Yeah.
And should I punch his bottom?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is that what we do in a conversation? I don't know.
It's been so long. Not us.
Not me. No.
So it's a personal choice.
Well, I mean, when something's that big, you expect to be punched in it, right?
I assume people are punching it all day or planning on how.
Right. You don't have a lot of feeling back
when
there.
When it was spilling out of the window, were people punching it when it was just kind of out there?
I think so. Okay. I mean, definitely the paramedics were punching it very much to try to push it back in.
Right. Yeah. So how do we, in a conversation, like say we're at a party, do you work?
I love parties. That's what I do when I walk into a party, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, actually, you could say, woohoo, I love parties.
I love parties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like you need the tips because you don't know.
We've all been through a traumatic experience. We all need the tips.
You have not been through a traumatic experience. Your life was amazing.
You had a great 2020.
And that is hard to deal with watching everyone suffer, okay? You have no idea what it feels like.
Where did you see anyone suffer?
All around me, my friends, my family, my husband, my kids. They all suffered.
What?
I was doing great.
Your husband and kids suffered?
They were jealous of my success. I moved to a new house. They didn't get to move there. I got an Emmy. They didn't get to come with me.
Okay, they're not suffering due to the circumstances of the pandemic or the panna cotta.
They just didn't get a plus one invite to the Emmys, is what you're saying.
The Emmys was Zoomed. I said, there's not enough room on the computer screen. I'm going to sit here alone.
Oh, so you were just pushing them out of frame.
They cannot share my success. They need their own.
What does your husband do?
He plans funerals.
He plans them. Ooh. Does he attend them after he plans them?
He likes to see his work.
Oh, God.
He likes to see people having a good time.
Oh, wait. So he plans the fun funerals, the ones that are a good time.
The wakes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Do you attend the funerals?
When I can, yeah. I like to go to I do the carpet.
There's a step and repeat?
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. You lay down the carpet for the room, or there's like a red carpet step and repeat?
There's usually
like
a red carpet. Yeah, there's usually a little step and repeat, and I do it. I usually do it. I like to get content, you know, search for myself on Getty.
Search for yourself on Getty Images. What do you think about that Getty guy? You ever see that movie that Kevin Spacey was in for a minute, and then suddenly that other guy got in it? And,
was this when Tig Notaro replaced him?
No, yeah, I mean, something like that happened, but they don't delve into the Getty Images of it all.
Well,
I would have thought that would have been like a big subplot. Yeah. It's like you watch the guy taking photographs and going like, I'm going to
put a stamp on this so you can't put it on social media without paying me.
I delve into the Getty Images every night when I look for myself at my husband's funerals.
So how many funerals does he do a week?
Probably 100. Probably at least 100.
Wow.
100 a week.
100. Yeah, a lot of people had a tough time. But it's not all death funerals. You ever just been to a regular funeral?
Oh, no. This is a good idea because, you know, I've been to funerals and people say such nice things about the person. I go, God, I wish the guy was alive to hear all this.
So a lot of times they are. My husband does the big parties where you could be alive, but you could lay in the casket. It's like a Tom Sawyer. He calls it a Tom Sawyer. You ever read Tom Sawyer?
I have read Tom Sawyer. I haven't read Ender's Game, but Tom Sawyer was watching. Tom and Huck were watching from afar, as I recall. They weren't lying.
I don't know. I haven't read it. He just calls it that. I was asking you if you knew if you called it that. See, conversations are so difficult these days. None of us know how to do it.
We're having a great one, though.
I don't know.
You were nailing it there for about five minutes.
It feels rocky. It feels great.
Now.
It feels
it's
bad.
Really good. So, I mean, this is incredible. So I would love to have an alive funeral. Can you contact your husband or are you guys?
Why are you interviewing me about my husband? Why? I thought I was here to talk about myself and you want to talk
you
about.
You don't seem to know anything about what you're talking about, if I may be
We all
frank.
Have been through something. And so even things we knew, you do it a podcast and then for a whole year, you had to do it from your house. That was a shift.
So all of you're a listener. Thank you so much. Always nice to meet a fan.
I have some things you can sign. Could you sign some things for me?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I have this basketball. You guys talk about basketball.
It's the most orange of balls. I certainly will. Can you think of a more orange ball?
A dodgeball that's dipped in paint.
Okay, you got me there.
Oh, I also have a headshot of Ben Schwartz. Could you sign that? I love this show.
Yeah, no problem.
Scott, I'm so sorry. I also have a headshot of Ben Schwartz. I was going to wait till after the show, but if we're doing this now.
Daryl, would you like
you
to sign?
You got anything?
Did you ever work with him?
I actually have a headshot of
I can't
of
think of
ben
an
Schwartz
Owen Wilson Ben Schwartz.
This is a picture of Owen Wilson, but it has Ben Schwartz written under it.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to sign that. Yeah, I'll sign all of you guys. Here we go. There you go. Okay, yeah.
So this is something we do during conversations. We sign things, right? Every time you have a conversation, you sign a piece of paper?
I mean, if you're talking to a podcast famous person,
or if you're buying a car. That's a conversation where you sign something at the end.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, right? if you do it correctly, yeah.
If you do it wrong, you might have bought something else.
Right, or a prenup.
Yeah, or a postnup.
Yeah, sure.
Divorce papers?
What would a post-nup be? Like,
post-nup is you get married, and then you're like, don't do that. And you write down all this stuff. Stop doing what you've been doing.
Does your husband take care of those? I'm sorry to bring him up.
Yeah, no, he takes care of a lot of post-ups.
He does post-nups, alive funerals, hundreds of them a week.
But he doesn't have an Emmy, okay? So I'm still wearing the pants.
This guy sounds fast. I'd love to have him
on the
show.
You're interviewing me. You don't
know how I'd love to have him on the show.
If I'm having a conversation with you, am I like, oh, I wish Mira Sorvino was here?
I mean, yeah, I wish Mira Sorvino was here, not instead of me.
Well, tell me some things about her. What has she done?
Well, I mean, she broke through in that Woody Allen film. He's a
R.I.P.
Yeah, I guess so, but
he's had a lot of alive
funerals. Jack, you ever do a Woody Allen movie?
Yeah, nope. Never done it. Never seen.
Would you have 10 years ago?
Probably not.
I don't know. I'd like to think.
When you were 15, what are we talking about?
I don't know. I've never seen any of his work, and I've never read Ender's Game, and I've never read Tom Sawyer. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are problematic in different ways.
I'm in the dark.
Quite honestly.
I'm in the dark.
Here's how to have a conversation. Everyone on the count of three shout something that is in no way problematic. One, two, three.
Apples
are great. Where is everybody?
The three of us said food, and you just said your catchphrase.
Food is not problematic.
We all said a food item. That is insane.
Is there a food that is problematic?
Well, I guess that broadcaster Hard was broadcasting tacos. The Olympics, and when the Italian team was introduced, he put up pictures of pizza.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
So food could be problematic in context.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But just like out of context, itself. Like, no, there's none?
I think you're allowed to eat. I should be talking to my friend who hosts a podcast about this. You should be allowed to eat food from other races, right?
You should be allowed to eat food from other races.
You can't do your hair. Yeah.
You can't do your hair as food from other races?
No, you can't do your hair in braids and stuff, but you can eat food.
Are you mad because you went to Jamaica and you wanted them to do the braids on
I
you?
I said, give me the Stella. give me her groove.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I'd love to talk to your husband.
I hate you.
Do you mind calling him?
I hate you.
You hate me?
Yeah.
That is not a good conversation facility.
And we're learning. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, wow. You know what? Her methods are unorthodox, but they work.
They really do. I'd love to talk to him. Please call him. And
I will not.
Can you stick around, though?
I'll hang around.
Okay, good. And Daryl, you can stick around.
Oh, I have to.
Jack, though, you have to go?
I got to go. I gotta take one of my famous dumps.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
In the morning. I'm so sorry,
guys. You don't want
that
to trend. You don't want that.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna be late to whatever I got next.
Jack's famous dumps. Hashtag Jack's famous dumps. Hashtag the boys. Yep. Hashtag.
That's what I want you to associate our show with, for sure.
Because of the dumps.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we'll have a singer. This is exciting. I hope you guys are into music, because we're going to hear a little bit of it when we come back. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans? It's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Daryl, who is here.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. How's it going?
It's all right.
I have a question for Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
This is Billabeth, by the way.
Daryl, before we took a break, we said, can you stick around? And you said, I have to.
I have to.
What does that mean?
It makes it easier for me to commit if you feel like you have to do something. Demand. So like, I don't like to get up in the morning or work.
Right.
But I say I have
to. Or just get out of bed in general.
Would you just
stay in bed all day if you could?
It's much easier. And my bed is a horrible contraption because it has to fit my
contraption.
What is it, like a Murphy bed or what?
It's a Murphy bed. It folds down. Is that a Murphy bed?
Yeah.
Murphy bed is a wall that then comes down because of it.
Yeah. So this is a Murphy bed, I guess, but it
from the floor.
It's just always out.
That's a bed.
Or it's a depressed person who has a Murphy bed and can't find the wherewithal to fold it up every now.
It doesn't fold into the wall though.
Oh, that's okay.
A bed. Yeah, I think a Murphy bed. If you don't fold it back into the wall at least like twice per week, then it defaults to bed.
This is I got them on sale at a Holiday Inn. It's four twin beds put together.
That's quadruplets.
A Holiday Inn going out of
or octuplets. Well, that's octuplets. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have to. It has to fit my ass.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have to get to our next guest. Are you guys into music?
I don't love it, but I'll listen to it.
Really? So yeah. You don't like? Is there a genre you do like? Or is
Cher?
Okay. All right. How about mostly you, Billabeth? You a music fan?
Send me on my wayward son.
Don't you cry. Any other song?
Yeah. What do you build me up? Buttercup, baby, just to let me down.
You ever see that Something About Mary movie where they end with that? Is
Owen Wilson in that?
He's not in that.
Okay, then I don't watch it.
All right, well, we have to get to our next guest. He's a singer. This is very interesting. He's never been on the show before, but please welcome to the show Thurl Ravenscroft.
You're a mean one, Ackerman. You have spiders in your butt.
Wow.
You have all the tender sweetness of the spiders in your butt, Ackerman. Given the choice between you and a poop sandwich, I'd probably take the sandwich. Hello.
Oh, that was, I mean, very insulting.
Hello, yes. Clapping.
It was rude. That was rude.
Thank you for your applause.
Peer pressured into clapping by you guys? I don't know, but
He knows a lot about
you. Those aren't facts about me.
Well, he's making all his research.
Yeah.
I always research my musical roasts. Scott Ackerman.
God, Thurl Ravenscroft, what a deep, deep voice you have. So deep, put his ass to sleep, which
That's
I couldn't believe.
My whole thing.
My ass is asleep because of that voice. It almost hypnotized my voice into some sort of unfeeling mode.
You were doing sort of a parody of the Grinch song.
No. That is the song that I sing.
Oh, so...
That is me in the cartoon, yes.
You were the original singer of the Mean One Mr. Grinch song?
Yes, I was, wow. Scott. You may also know my work from the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland.
Oh, there's always my way out.
Oh, yes, there's always my way out.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this room getting larger? Thank you. Thank you. I do it for the attention.
Whoa. That's why almost every performer said something noble, but you said attention.
No, I don't hide it. I like being looked at and listened to.
Okay. Oh, okay. You like being looked at. Okay.
Yes.
Give us a twirl.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's not the most agile twirl I've ever seen, but...
It hurts.
Tiny little rear end.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's actually pretty big compared to ours.
Well, I just say that usually to everybody.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thurl, what an interesting name, Thurl Ravenscroft. And you're a real guy. And
short
you sang
for Thurlium.
Thurlium.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is that on the periodic table, or...?
I believe so, yes. It's what most couches are made of.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know couches were a mineral element.
Mm-hmm. They're their own thing.
I have a Murphy couch.
Oh, now does it stay? Do you put it up and it comes down?
No, it's just always there.
Then that's just a couch, my friend.
Okay, all right, thank you. So Thurl, it seemed like you were working a lot in the 60s?
Yes, but I've been working a lot today, mostly.
You've been working a lot today?
Yes, mostly with Cameos.
Oh, okay.
The app Cameo.
Yeah.
Is that that company that won't leave me alone?
Yeah, they want you to do it. You'll make a lot of money.
They told me to tell you that you'll make a lot of money.
Is everything about money with
you? Oh, sorry,
you
hate
Billabeth?
Money. You just want to live a noble life, do a podcast for free?
Well, So you do, but you do it. You do cameos?
I do cameos. Most people want me to roast their friends with the Grinch song.
And
that's actually why I'm here today. Tawny Newsome, the guest that left quite some time ago, asked me to come here and talk about the spiders in your butt.
Oh, she paid you to roast Scott?
Yes, she did.
Damn.
What a genius.
And I did it happily because I love the attention.
What a genius and a cool lady who is wealthy.
Yeah, how much did she pay you?
She paid me $1 million.
What?
Wow, she must be liquid as hell.
She's got like five TV shows.
She's got five TV shows.
She's definitely not making scale for some of them.
Beautiful, talented, all of the things, and flush with cash.
Two things a woman can be, beautiful and talented.
And flush with cash is the third.
That's true. So you do cameo. So like Daryl could hire you.
Yes,
if he
could.
Wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. If I would love. How much do you charge?
$1 million.
Oh, wow.
Can any of us get a break on that?
Oh, no. This voice was in the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. I have a quote.
I guess if you get one cameo, you've got $1 million. So that's, I mean, you know,
maybe
your price.
We could trade cameos because I'm also on Cameo.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I have not been hired.
How much do you charge?
It's free.
It's free. So anyone could get one right now.
Sure.
Daryl Who on Cameo, and you'll say your catchphrase?
I'll say my catchphrase, or I'll also roast my friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who do you want? Do you want to roast someone right now? I'd love to hear you roast someone.
Sure.
What you were leading up to. You seem surprised that we asked.
We've heard Thurl's roasting of me with the spiders in the butt and everything.
Do you need a roast?
I got you.
Yeah.
My roast would be something like, hi, Scott, your friend told me that it's a special day for you. So I just wanted to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow. If I may give you some tips and tricks of the trade.
I'm always willing to do it, but that's as far as I can. That's as far as my mind goes in terms of roasting. I'm probably not as
it's pretty basic.
Clever.
But Thurl, you came with a song.
Yes. If you compare, let's say you say the framework is given the choice between you.
Okay.
And then say something terrible like a poop sandwich
or the worst thing you can
a seasick
of?
Crocodile.
Given the choice between you and a long walk where I don't get to drink water for a couple of hours, and then a man pulls up to me in a weird car and says, "Who are you?" And I go, "I'm just on a walk. Leave me alone." And he goes, "No, I don't trust you. I'm calling somebody." Given the choice between those two things, I'd take the long walk where I'm walking and a man pulls up to me.
No, we get it. We remember it.
Who's the man? Is it a police officer? Just a rando?
He's just a...
Is he a neighbor? Does he live in the area or is he just passing through?
He'd just be like a guy who probably owns a bunch of dogs and he probably like, paid... He probably always did pay his taxes.
How many dogs is a bunch?
At least three. Between three.
I have
given the choice between three dogs
and a man who.
No, it has to be about the person you're roasting.
Oh, okay.
The choice between three dogs. Why is that bad?
It's not. I think that's one of the redeeming qualities of this man who pulls up next to you.
That he had at least three dogs.
He has a lot of dogs.
Why did you think he had all these dogs?
I feel like you're bad at
this. What's wrong with him?
He had, I only know he had three dogs because in the back seat, there's a vet bill and it says, here's how much you owe for the work on your three dogs.
Let's try this. I wouldn't touch you with And then put a large amount
large
of...
Large distance.
So I usually say 29 and a half foot pole.
So I'd say I wouldn't touch you with a piece of string that I took from my mother's cabinet. And when you tie it together with a bunch of other strings, it reaches all the way from our front yard over to my neighbor... Jason's yard, and Jason hates that string, and he says, "Get it out of! Why do you bring your string over here?" And I'm like, "Well, it's part of a roast, and I'm trying to see how long it goes." And he says, "You're not welcome in my yard. Leave it. Leave. Get out of here."
This got kind of meta.
Wow!
And is this one of your three friends?
He's aware of the roast.
Jason is one of the gardeners. Yeah,
so he doesn't want your good friends on his yard,
but not anymore. We're not as close because of the whole
string
issue.
Yeah. Huh. What do you think?
I mean, He's not charging anything. This is all for free. So that's I guess true. You get what I you mean, didn't pay for. Hats off to you, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get better at it. I just need practice.
Just shorten it and have a horn section at the end that goes, and you'll be fine.
I'll try. I could try to shorten
it. Do you have a friend who plays horns? Or, I mean, I know your friends are gardeners, but maybe they
most
moonlight?
Most of mine are trumpeteers.
I have, my cousin Dickie plays.
Really?
My cousin Dickie plays is it called a tuba?
Yeah. Yes. If what you're thinking of is a tuba,
it's like small and
no.
Definitely not then.
Long and black.
No. Do you know any oboe players?
Are you thinking of a dildo?
That's a clarinet.
he blows, and it doesn't make a ton of noise.
But he puts his lips around it.
He puts his and he says, "Get out of my
it's
room."
Definitely a dildo.
This is my private time.
Okay, this is not your friend. Does not play a horn.
That's my cousin Dickie.
Okay.
Oh wow. Yeah. Is he your friend?
No, just a cousin.
And you live with him, or you're just going over to his house and entering his room?
Constantly.
Okay. Where does he live? Does he live near you, or is he like several states over?
No, he lives in the same state. We both live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
yes.
How do you work living in Portsmouth, New Hampshire? I mean, how do you work on all these?
I can only tell you it costs a ton of money coming back
you
and forth.
You should charge for the cameo then.
Nobody's even taking the cameos when they're free. So
yeah. Like, so right now the supply and demand curve is exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, if maybe you could give people money to do cameos.
Oh, give me money and I'll do your cameos.
Do you have any money on you?
I could do that. I could offer.
Teach me and I'll do your cameos for you.
There we are. That is a fair trade.
Yeah. Billabeth, do you want to try to do a cameo?
Go ahead and
roast me. Yeah.
Give me a song to parody and I'll roast you with the song.
How about Carry On My Wayward Son?
Okay.
I do that one all the time.
Oh, so you'll be able to tell me if it's good.
Yes.
And I'll harmonize with you on the Don't You Cry, Don't You Cry, Don't
What
You
if
Cry.
I say different words there?
I'll figure out what you're saying.
Okay,
you know.
Great. Yeah, okay. Scott, you have a microphone and it doesn't want to be in your home because it doesn't like your voice. Your eyes are dry no more.
My eyes are dry. Okay.
How did that go? Did I roast you?
It seemed focused on my microphone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's in front of your face. I roast whatever's in front of your face.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I wish our previous guest was here. Jack Quaid, he has a face.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, and you could have roasted
his face.
I've
heard he does. But let me just say this. That was delightful.
Whoa.
You are almost as beautiful, talented, and flush with cash as Tawny Newsome.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, and this guy got paid once, $1 million
yes,
by Tawny.
Yes, that's all you need.
Yeah. I mean, has anyone ever paid you more other than Tawny, that $1 million?
She paid me $1 million. Steve Jobs, when he was alive.
Wow.
Really?
Paid me $1 million.
Pre-cameo.
Who was Steve Jobs trying to
He was
to
trying
roast?
To roast Bill Gates.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Why not?
And did I ever?
Do you have that one? Do you remember that
sure,
one?
Sure, of course I do. You're asshole, Bill Gates.
Start out hot.
You have spiders in your butt.
Returning to the well.
You have all the shut up. You have all the tender sweetness of a spider in your butt.
Okay,
Bill Gates.
Getting a glimpse into the process here.
I wouldn't touch you with
We just heard how this one was done.
59 and a quarter foot pool.
That's longer.
That is longer.
$1 million, bitches.
That's wow.
Great. That's really
Thurlium,
good.
Baby.
So you have $2 million in the bank.
At least.
At least?
Yes.
You haven't spent any of it?
A lot of billionaires pay me to roast their billionaire friends.
Wow. So you get
they have money to burn, baby.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm.
I mean, you know, if I were Thurl Ravenscroft, I would probably, you know, be a millionaire as well, too.
Yeah, there's lots of billionaires to roast.
But unfortunately, I'm just a podcaster who refuses to go on Cameo.
And you refuse to take money for this podcast. You just do it for free.
Yes.
You only do it for the attention.
Well, I do it for charity.
That is a noble feat, just to do it for attention.
Wow. Well, Thurl, I mean, you're such an interesting guy. I mean, you know, honestly, you're also a strange looking guy.
Yes.
I've never seen you, a picture of you or.
A lot of people are shocked when they see me, but it's usually on Cameo. So it's not a, you know, face to face interaction.
Exactly. How do you describe exactly what's going on with your.
Well, my mustache spans the room.
Yeah, it's very wide.
Yes. It's almost as big as that man's ass.
So you have to turn sideways to walk into a McDonald's, and does it ever get caught in a window?
It very much does. Windows are, I can relate to you with that, friend.
Why didn't you bring that up to Bill Gates about the Windows?
Mm. Listen,
you know, Windows 95.
He updated the software and it worked out, but regular Windows, no. They are the bane of my existence.
Have you ever tried using a Surface?
No, I should give that a try.
They're delightfully intuitive.
Wow. Thank you. I can tell because everyone in every TV show uses them.
They sponsor all my podcast appearances.
Wow. for you.
Thanks so much. That's my little side hustle.
Sure, of course. Yeah. I'm sure you Bing instead of Googling as well.
Oh, I Bing everything. You want to know something? Bing it. Bing it, everybody.
Definitely, yeah.
Bing how tall you are, Bing how much Tony Disney's net worth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's minus a million as of today, unfortunately. Mm,
but it still says flush with cash.
Let's update comedian net worth to on
several
Tawny.
Million. Just several million.
Well, guys, Thurl, wonderful to have you. Your mustache, I mean.
Thank you.
Does that help you with your deep voice?
Yes, it does. The shorter it gets, the higher my voice gets.
It's like a Samson kind of.
It just kind of weighs my whole face down, really activates certain receptors.
Do you mind
in
if
the
I
head.
Cut off a little bit of it, though? I'm dying to cut off.
It does need a trim.
All right, let me start at this end here.
Just snip it off. Go to that corner of the room. Hey.
But too much.
I'm sorry.
Too much.
Can I paste it back?
You ruined my livelihood.
I'm so sorry.
You ruined my livelihood.
One end of it is still really, really long.
Okay, well, I mean, I need.
That's what I tell the ladies as well.
You do not want to cut that other end off, or else it will be. Only dogs will be able to hear my voice.
I'm so sorry, Thurl. I didn't mean to fuck this
paste
up.
Paste it back on right now.
Okay, here we
go.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. Thank you so much. Wow. Listen to this majesty.
Why does that work?
That was a close call.
It's an exact science.
It's a gravity-based vocal thing.
Receptors in the head.
Have you ever thought about doing voiceover, Thurlium?
Well, I was the voice of Tony the Tiger in the Frosted Flakes ads.
Say it.
For quite a while.
You gotta say it.
They're great, you know. Yeah, amazing. They're great just like spiders in your butts.
Wow, you're still roasting.
Say where is everybody.
All right, here. Prepare yourselves. Where is everybody?
Wow, oh, Daryl, that
so
was
good.
Big,
right? I would give you
really
the bump.
Good. Wait.
I bump you to an under five.
Many have. Many have bumped me to a million.
Where is everybody?
Daryl, are you Taft Hartley yet? Are you not? Are you Taft Hartley?
I am. I need one more voucher.
Okay.
That's as many as you need.
Yeah.
It's only one.
Hold on.
Voucher.
I might have one. I may have a voucher hidden in my mustache. Give me one second.
Let me unpaste that. Okay.
Okay, here it is.
There you go.
Here you are.
Right, let me paste it back,
okay? Thank you.
This is very gift of the magi, where one person loses something to give a gift.
Yeah, so he's got a high voice, but now you have
I have a voucher, and now that I'm going to be well on my way to you shoot in Canada, right?
Who?
Yeah, who?
That's his name, yeah, of course.
Oh, forgive me.
Who is it?
Okay.
Oh, you mean Jack Quaid?
No. I meant you.
I'm based in
you
Canada.
You shoot all your cameos in Canada,
I'm
right?
based in Toronto.
You
I
just
flew
fly
here
up
for this.
There to do
yes,
cameos,
yes,
right?
yes, yes. I fly up. No, I live in Los Angeles, and I'm based in Toronto. It's That's right. where I oh, film I the cameos.
I would love to offer myself to do some background work on your cameos. And maybe you could eventually help me join SAG officially with my Taft Hartley voucher that I will come
I gave you one just now.
So he helped you a lot, actually.
It was hidden in my
Why
mustache.
Why are you still asking him for help? That's
listen,
not how we
listen.
Do it.
If you can.
I can.
Okay. If you can just stow away your ass in my guest bathroom up in Toronto.
Depending on the size of the bathroom.
It is ginormous.
Who's in the guest bedroom?
The guest bedroom is for my cat, Lily.
Okay.
Okay. So the cat's not using the bathroom. Yeah. So it's a
cats can't use a bathroom yet.
Well, yeah. Are you? I feel like you're inviting me to stay with you.
At least your ass.
I have to come with my ass.
Listen, yeah. I was a young 60-year-old actor once who needed a break.
How old are you?
Yeah, he's been working for a long time.
I've been working for quite some time. I'm 105.
Wow. 105?
Wow. Yes, yes. I don't like to give it away.
Wow.
But that is my age.
It's obvious.
I'm 19. Nobody asked.
You're 19. You're married. You're 19? You have kids.
Yeah. My kids are both infants.
You're just a baby. Your baby's having babies.
I'm a grown woman. I own a house. I have an Emmy. Okay.
I mean, you're very accomplished for 19 years old. What are you going to do in your next 19?
Oh, man. You wait. I'm gonna start the next pandemic.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Well, look.
Dream big.
Guys, we're running out of time here. Unfortunately, Thurl, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here.
Sorry about cutting your mustache.
Pack your bags, Daryl. You're coming with me.
I have no belongings.
Good.
So but you have to wrap that ass in a carry-on, don't you?
I will wrap my ass.
I will come as well, but no one invited me.
Okay, great. I'll be there too.
Great.
But we are running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show. That's a little something called plugs. Oh, okay. Nice, short and sweet. That was Acapella Time Clutch Cluster Chunk by Elling Lean. Thank you so much. That was hard to say, all of that, but I pulled it off. Yeah. Thanks to Elling Lean for that. And guys, what are we plugging? Obviously, Daryl, who you must have a ton to plug.
I mean, just I challenge you to look through all the Owen Wilson library.
Take the Daryl Who challenge.
The Daryl Who challenge. If you can find me. I haven't done my job, but you will find me. Look for the big old rear, especially in Rushmore, in a couple of those school scenes. And check me out on Cameo. I would love it's Daryl Who on Cameo. And
maybe people can't find you. Is there a question mark after the O in Who?
There's no question mark, but there are 10 O's.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
It's Dutch.
I know. It's Dutch. Oh, so I'm sorry.
Are they the O's with the little slash?
Well, three of them are zeros.
Oh,
seven.
This is like a Wi-Fi password.
It's not easy, but if you can find me, I would be more than willing to give you a free Cameo.
Okay. Great.
Hit me up, I guess, what they say?
All right, wonderful. Billabeth, what do you want to plug?
I started watching a show called Star Trek Lower Decks. It's on Paramount Plus. It's out August 12th. You can
watch the target audience for that. You're 19.
I'm 19.
You got
I
a
love
lot of free time.
Jokes. I love sci-fi, and I love cool people.
You love things that are a little off-kilter. They're a little like, hey, mom and dad. Yeah. I mean, it's not your grandpa's
fuck you
show,
I like
although he
cartoons
love it.
That just would straight up say fuck you.
Yeah, would your grandpa like this show?
He's no longer alive.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it due to...
He jumped off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
It was his choice.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Brave.
Thank you.
Brave of him.
But if someone showed it to him like on an iPad as he was falling down, I bet he'd be like, oh, God.
I wish I were not falling right now because I could watch the end.
Yep.
Thurl Ravenscroft, what do you want to plug?
Well, first and foremost, my cameos.
Of course, yeah, if you have a spare mill.
You have a spare mill, which a select few do.
Sure,
and I should probably also advertise that Daryl will be in the background of my cameos doing his own free cameos.
I'm very excited about this.
So it's a two-for-one.
It's a two-for-one cameo.
Wow, okay. And
of course, I would like to plug the show, which stars the beautiful, talented, rich Tawny Newsome. That would be
you to be her agent. Jesus.
That would be Star Trek Lower Decks. It's out August 12th, and some dumbass show I saw on Amazon about superheroes and dicks. Yeah.
Do you know when it comes on?
I know that it comes out on, I would say, September 18th.
Are you a credible source?
2035.
Oh, okay.
You're roasting us right now.
I know. I hear production is very much hampered by Jackquaid's supple dumps.
Oh, not supple.
All right. Well, I want to plug, our other podcast, Threedom. That's with Lauren Lapkus and Paul F. Tompkins and myself. That comes out on Thursdays. You can check that out. And
can I tell you, I recently took a long road trip and I binged Threedom for a very long time.
Oh,
and it made me feel insane.
Okay. That's how I feel being on it.
I felt like I was with you and also in outer space.
All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Lock the gates!
Open up the
comedy genius.
Open up the
primordial monsters.
Open up
psychosomatic symptoms.
Open up
mental anxiety.
And don't.
Hey, don't freak out.
Mess around with.
Most of it is in your head.
Mess around, don't mess around, you make.
You know, like, look.
Mess around, don't mess.
Look, man.
Around, don't.
Relax.
Don't mess around.
Doesn't matter. Don't, seriously, don't. Nothing fucking matters. Do you understand?
Don't mess around.
Fuck them.
All right. That was WTF Plugs by Quinoa Phoenix. Thank you so much. A little mashup of Mark Maron's theme, I believe, and our own Plugs theme. I love all these remixes. Thank you so much for sending them. Keep them coming. Guys, I want to thank you so much. I wish our original guests were here, but...
That's rude when they leave.
It is rude when they leave.
Do
I hate
that.
Do
you feel mad?
Yeah, I do, especially when people do it for real, which has happened a few times. But I do want to thank those of you who stuck around. Daryl Hu, always great to... I don't even know what I'm saying. Always great to have
you've
you.
Never met him.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Great to be here.
He's mine, Scott. Lay off of him.
I'm so sorry. Thurl Ravenscroft, you know, what more needs to be said?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
I'll cut your mustache if you want.
Don't you dare.
Okay, great.
It is my livelihood.
All right. And Billabeth.
What's up?
19 years old.
Welcome. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having
me. Congrats on that Emmy.
Is this when we start the conversation?
No, we're done with it.
I'm so confused. We went through a dramatic experience.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.